The sports card industry has grown at a wild pace, reaching close to $13 billion in 2021, and experts believe it will reach $49 billion by the year 2032. My name is Jeremy Lee, and if you'd like to learn more through the experiences of lifelong veterans, industry titans, and the critical thinkers who bring meaning to these historical artifacts, tune into my podcast, Sports Cards Live, wherever you get your podcasts.
About last night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Guys, I want to take this moment to announce that I'm quitting comedy and becoming a rapper. I can't say it with a straight face. Can you imagine? No, you can't. Let me finish. Can you imagine Al Pacino having a kid at 82? Hoo-ah! Pacino's 85. My stepdad's 82. I can't imagine him coming inside I just did. But I can't imagine him being a father now. That's crazy. Good on you. My wife and I are trying to have kids. I'll send you the link. You have to practice. You have to really schedule it out. I mean, look, hopefully you're banging in between the days of ovulation. But there are specific days and times. 3:30 on a Sunday morning, a.m. Boom! You better be fucking. Otherwise, your chances significantly decrease. I don't know who came up with this. But this is how it works, and you got to adhere to the schedule. So she makes notes. Babe, these 4 days, high fertility. We're doing anal. She didn't say that. But what if she was like, this is how you make a baby? And I go, we're getting a divorce. But I hope our baby, I hope it happens. I think I'm ready to be a dad. Actually, I'm not, but I am. We have a house. I think that's a big deal. I'm really good with kids. I've always been good with kids. So I think the transition will be, my sister's always told me, because I've been obsessed with my nieces since they were born, shout out. And my nephew, shout out. Obsessed with all of them. They're the coolest people in the world. And they're just adorable, and I love them. And I love them like they're my own kids. My sister always says, you think you love them and they're not even your kids. Wait till they've come out of your balls. She didn't say that. But she insinuated that by saying, wait till they're yours. So, and I'm just excited. My wife said something that really made me cry the other day. She was like, you know, she had an interesting childhood. They lived far out in the boonies in Arizona. Couldn't really go to friends' houses a lot. Strict, you know, parents growing up. And didn't have birthday parties. Didn't go to birth. Like, just didn't trick or treat. So, you know, didn't fucking go to the doctor or the dentist. I'm not putting my in-laws on blast, but we all grow up differently. I grew up with one parent, so tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. But she's excited to experience these things with a kid of her own, and that got me really choked up, caught me off guard. She's like, I want to go take them to parties and do sleepovers and trick-or-treat. And I was like, me too. We'll dress up like oranges. we'll be the family of oranges. It's a lot of you know, attentiveness to the bangarang schedule. The bangarang schedule, that's probably what the Lost Boys and Hook called their daily agenda, right? The bangarang schedule. All right, there's when a significant portion of you are turning this off. We are excited. We are excited. I want to have a cute kid. I know everyone's like, I want a healthy baby. Nope, that's secondary for me. Cute kid, number one. Because, say it with me, we all know, that's not a given. I have a friend. His child has looked 46 until it was 5. His wife, the mom, says, and I quote, "Ever since Jacob came out, I felt a connection. I felt there's just something familiar about his face, like I've seen him before, like I know this person." I was like, yeah, I get that too. Probably because he helped open a checking account for me at Wells Fargo 6 days ago. He's an old man baby. Now look, has this kid blossomed into a decent looking child? Yes. Is it weird to assess the looks of a kid? Yes. But babies, it's not a given to be cute. Some babies you see them and you go, did you miss your exit? Did you go out the back? When I said go out the front, it's like the baby that opened the door to the room. Like, you know, sometimes you stay in a hotel and there's a connected room and the door's locked. It's like the baby went down that hallway. It's like, dude, the butt's exit only. But you found a loophole, didn't you? And that loophole is called the butthole. And now, I don't want to make faces at you. I don't want to do peekaboo at you because I won't be able to sleep. I did peekaboo to a friend of mine's kid. Peekaboo's a go-to. If you can't do peekaboo, what are you doing? Don't be too good for it. Don't think that you're better than peekaboo. Peekaboo should be an immediate game changer for a child. I do peekaboo. This kid's too. Stares at me like this. Like judging me. Not just disinterested. Like I wish, it was almost like he was smoking a cigarette and if he could talk, would have gone, peekaboo, huh? Get the fuck out of here. Peekaboo! Fuck you, dude. I've seen Die Hard 1 through 5. Put the soup on the counter. So, we'll see what happens. Wish us luck. Thoughts and prayers. And maybe next time I talk to you, we'll have a Adam Dikembe Jr. Ray. That is not going to be the name, but it might be. You know, my mom once said, we got in a fight about whether it's pronounced Fanta or Fanta. She goes, it's Fanta. I go, no, it's Fanta, Mom. She goes, it's Fanta. I go, Mom, the commercial is don't you wanta Fanta, not don't you wanta Fanta. It's not Santa. Anyway, so we got this big fight, and then she just goes, fine, what do I know? You're right, I'm wrong. What do I know? You just came out of me. Which is a very, like, that's a mic drop Mortal Kombat finisher move. You know, childbirth. Only works for moms. Dads can't do that. Oh, yeah, what do I know, son? You just came out of me, went into your mom, came out of your mom, I think. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know how babies work. You might have slipped out the back like your friend's baby Jacob. Baby Jacob, great band name. Great band name. Baby Jacob, Midget Distraction. I was thinking about this on the drive over. Black and White. I know it's a Michael Jackson song. Ooh, the Michael Jackson movie's coming out. What do we think? Is it going to be one of those things where we go see it and go, I don't think he did it. Look at him. No time to sniff a kid's cock. He had to learn how to moonwalk. But he did it. But I'm still excited to see the film because it's like Mike's nephew that's playing him. It looks good, dude. Man, I still listen to Mike. If the music comes on, I can separate. R. Kelly, I'm constantly thinking of, like, I can't separate. Mike, the music comes on, and I'm almost transfixed where I forget about all the allegations and the accusations and the, you know, everything. But I'm in the Jackass movie. I posted that the other day. Pretty exciting. Went and saw a screening last night. So funny. So funny. And I got about 3 bits in there. And it's, man, pretty wild to watch a movie that I've seen all the movies of from this group. Yeah, it was pretty special. Johnny has really championed me, Johnny Knoxville, to be a part of it. And it was so fun. It was so fun. And I think the movie will make $1 billion. It's everyone's going to want to go see it. It's the last one. Comes out June 26th. So I unfortunately can't go to the premiere. I will be in Australia. We have, I think, 8 stand-up shows and 3 Dr. Phils in Australia, June 15th through June 27th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Or you can get all my tour dates Like Friday, St. Louis at the Factory Theater. Can't wait. I think there's about 30 tickets left. Denver at the Paramount Saturday. Same thing, about 20 tickets left. These are 2,000-seat venues. Let's push it over the line. Can't wait to see you guys. The Who Is Me Theater Tour continues. St. Louis Friday, Denver Saturday. April 29th, Albany, New York. First time there. Can't wait. April 30th, Peekskill, New York. Never been there. Can't wait. May 1st, New York City. Friday, Town Hall. Can't wait. Special guest galore. Come on out. Napa, May 16th. Another banger of a show. Uptown Theater in Napa. Bring your wine. Bring your cheese and crackers and your side pieces and your players and your haters, and let's celebrate Napa style. May 28th, I'm doing two shows at the Mothership. Those are sold out as Randolph Davies, the one-time bucket pool in Kiltony. Got enough love from that character that people want to see more, and to be honest with you, it was really fun. It was such a last-minute throw-together. Kind of had this guy living and breathing in the back of my mind for a while, and I used to do late-night spots at the Comedy Store, 12:45, 1:15 a.m., people that are there had seen almost 3 hours of comedy. I'm like, I can't go up and do more jokes. They've seen and heard it all. So I had this shitty goatee that I could spirit gum on, a wig, some shades, and a leather jacket. And I would go up as this, I think his name was Troy Condensation. And he was kind of a spitting image and kind of a loosely based Randolph Davies.
I'm boring myself with this fucking story.
God, that's not a good sign. Every time I yawn now, I get insecure because my wife makes fun of me when I yawn. I yawn and she goes, here's you yawning. Well, I'm not going to hold it in. You got to let your yawns out. Farts you can hold in. You got to keep the intimacy alive. I know there's people out there that are letting them fly, trapping the husband's face in the pillow when he sleeps, and the guy's, you know, trapping her under the covers. Fucking gross, dude. What are you doing? Ugh. If my wife farted in my face while my mouth was open, never going down on her again. That's a wrap. That's a chicken Caesar wrap on cunnilingus. Why? Because you farted in my mouth. You were one push away from fucking shitting in it. So, anyway, I hope I get to be a dad. What was I saying? Oh, the yawn. I was boring myself from the story. But yeah, so we're Randolph Davies. I think the show, still trying to put it together. You know, Kill Tony Band is going to be the house band. I've written 7 songs, and now I just got to figure out the melodies and send them to Carlos, the Kill Tony band member, and he's going to help transpose them with the band. And we're going to have 7 songs along with audience stuff, stories, some guests. I'm still trying to figure out. You know, the Phil show found its rhythm, and I found a nice formula to it. Bruce Robbins show, you know, we've done 2 of those. Got to do another one, sold out at the Comedy Store on May 5th for the Netflix is a Joke Fest. But this one, I want it to be completely different. So finding, but still a show. So it's like figuring out the bits and the moments and the chapters. Like, what are we, how are we breaking this up? And where and when do you do the songs? And how long are the songs going to be? So we're doing 2 shows at the Mothership, May 28th. I'm going to tape those. They'll both be on my YouTube, so that'll be a blast, at least one of them. But again, all these tickets at AdamRayComic.com. We're announcing a fall tour in 2 weeks. I can't wait. We're hitting a lot of cities. Chicago, Utah, Bozeman, Montana, Louisville, Kentucky, Hawaii, a lot of new cities. AdamRayComic.com. Stay tuned. Sign up for my email list there so you can get notified. There's, of course, Florida shows in July, 24th, 25th, and 26th. I think Tampa, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale. But this weekend, it's all about St. Louis and Denver. Next week, Albany, Peekskill, and New York City. The Jackass movie is, you have to have a strong stomach. Like, watching that stuff growing up, I think I had a thicker skin and, could see, you know, wieners and puking and all that. But, man, I gagged a lot. But I laughed a lot. I gagged and I laughed and I had a blast. If that's not the slogan and fucking tagline for the Jackass movie, I don't know what is. But I highly recommend it. Definitely go see it when it comes out, June 26th. I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking. I know you're all like, dude, you almost died from Vegas. What? Now what? Well, now I've drank twice in, coming up on a month, which is fucking bananas. I've smoked weed once in a month, which is wild. I used to smoke, man, literally just every night I was like, I'm just going to smoke a J or take a couple puffs and like, and then munch a little bit and this and that. I mean, I don't know. Do I look any better? Do I feel like, I feel like my skin's a little cleaner. I've drank more water in the last month than I had probably in the last 20 years, which is fucking sad, but great. I've had salad the last 3 days. Ugh. Today's salad was pretty good. But man, it's too much good food out there. I'm always thinking of other stuff. No one's thinking about salad. No one's driving home going, ooh, I can't wait to have a salad. No. We went to this wedding last weekend. We went to two weddings. Two back-to-back Sam weddings. Sam Darnold's wedding in San Diego. Shout out. Shout out, dude. A Super Bowl and a wedding in the same three-month span. Life rules. Life is not bad if you're Sam Darnold. Shout out to his beautiful wife, Katie. Shout out to the Darnolds for just and the whole gang for putting on quite the wedding, dude. Unreal. We danced, we drank, it was awesome. I was at a table with Christian McCaffrey, his beautiful wife, Luke Kuechly, Hall of Fame linebacker for the Panthers, ex-Panther center, I can't remember his name, I think it's Josh. Josh Allen was there, Christian Kirk, Drew Locke, and Gray Zabel from the Seahawks. It's awesome. But just a lot of laughs, a lot of drinks, a lot of love in the air. Good for Sam. Sweet guy. Great guy. Known Sam now for almost 8 years. Great guy, dude. Hopefully we run it back. Back-to-back Super Bowls would be pretty fucking cool. It's tough to get there, but we got a good squad. And then we went to Amanda's friend, Sam, at McKenna's wedding, and now friends of mine. But, you know, of course, there's always one person that knows the couple or somebody better. That's why you're there. And a blast. AZ, a blast, dude. Weather was great. Had a karaoke party on the second night. Welcome party. And then another party on Friday that was like speeches and pin bowling and axe throwing and fucking bowling and karaoke. Awesome. Then we went and did karaoke after the wedding. They rented out this room at this hotel and we did karaoke till like 4 a.m. I did Ironic by Alanis, classic. Bohemian Rhapsody, kind of brought the house down. Really brought the room together, too. I was running around, putting the mic in front of people's faces. One of the grandmas wanted no part of it. I got to read the room better, but I was like, this will be great. Grandma will crush it. Dude, I thought she was going to fucking Will Smith me, but no. If she would have come at me, I would have, you know, would have taken care of her pretty quick because she's old, but she didn't. She just kind of smiled and backed away. No. It would have been great if she grabbed the mic and was like, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. Because everybody knows the words to Bohemian Rhapsody. Even if you don't, you do. Even if you don't, you do. You do. And I don't think you do, but you do. Just got to hear the melody, harken back to that scene in Wayne's World. There were some people that sing a little too well, but you want that in karaoke. You want a few people that are belting it out, trying to get a record contract. And we had a handful of those. It's wild when you see someone nail karaoke, where you're like, what the fuck are you doing here? Go be a singer. But it's not that easy. Not that easy, Toots. Can you imagine? I don't know what's harder, actually. I think about this when I'm doing stand-up. Tonight I got 3 shows, Improv, Laugh Factory, Comedy Store. I'm going to bounce around. It's going to be great. Different spots, different sets. Do some new jokes here, do some old jokes there. Hear a joke there, a joke everywhere, a joke. But I do think that, you know, at least you have... You can control what you can control with that. I can go up 3 times a night. A new singer can't perform 3 times in a night, right? That's a whole thing. You set up a show. You're at a bar. You're at a restaurant. You're at a brothel. Wherever you're trying to get your gig in. Like, but it's a whole thing. You got the equipment and you set up and you know, which is why I think like if you live in Nashville and you can play at the airport or anywhere live 7 nights a week. There's live music in LA, but not like it is in Nashville or I don't know. Even Seattle. I was talking to, not to name drop, but Dave Matthews when we were at the Mariners game on opening day. And I was like, how is Seattle now for music? He's like, not like it used to be. He's like, I know people that are moving. Also, Seattle's gotten expensive to live in. He's like, I know guys that have moved to LA because it's cheaper. I go, what the fuck? and just more opportunities. It's not like it was, man, which is a bummer because Seattle is such a great music hubbub, and you want it to continue to maintain this level of like creative, you know, it's a funnel and a tunnel for everything good that should happen indoors, you know, skill set wise, comedy, music, basketball. That's why you have so many good basketball players and I think now comedians and musicians have come from Seattle because of the weather. But man, can you imagine? That's why you got to go on The Voice. If we have a kid and that kid likes to sing at all, I'm going to be like, get on The Voice or American Idol. Hopefully American Idol's still going on. Dude, until Seacrest just develops a heroin problem, that show ain't going anywhere. And even if he does, they'll let him stay on, dude. He is that show. I'm sorry, but Seacrest is synonymous. This is American Idol. Who's gonna get to do that? Anthony Anderson? No. Mario Lopez? No. Seacrest. It's Seacrest or bust, dude. And to be honest with you, I'm Seacrest or bust if I'm watching that show. Do you know Ryan Seacrest hosted a show called Click? My senior year of high school. Oop, freshman year of high school, 1998. We signed up. There was a thing during TAP, which was like the class before third period. You know, classes in high school, for us it went first, third, fifth, and then on like Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and then Tuesdays, Thursdays was second, fourth, and sixth. And I went and signed up during TAP to be on this game show that was being filmed in Federal Way, Washington, out near the airport, and it was a trivia show. And I got picked and matched up with some girl, and she was stupid. And she didn't answer anything right. I'll never forget that. Shout out. I don't know where you are, but you were sweet. But we had a chance to win like 10 grand, a trip to Hawaii, and a laptop. And we didn't win shit. But Seacrest was the host. I remember walking in. He had blonde tips. Seacrest, yeah. And then he had some young sidekick. I think they had like hookup energy. They were real sweet. And I remember Seacrest crushing it. And I remember after the show being like, that guy's going to make it. And then literally 2 years later, this is American Idol. He actually did American Idol with a guy named Brian Dunkelman. A lot of people don't remember this. Brian Dunkelman is a comedian and did American Idol with Seacrest. And then, no joke, after the first season, his reps or him, I'm not sure how the story goes, this is worth a goog, said, dude, you're not a host, you're a comic, and this show is like not going to be anything. Even though it was on fucking Fox. And it was a singing talent competition. So it was Seacrest and Dunkelman. It was like these two guys, they wanted one host and one kind of comic. He leaves after the first season, and it goes on to be a juggernaut, dude. I think we're looking at season 49. There's as many Super Bowls as there have been American Idol seasons. And Dunkelman, where is he? Where the fuck is he, dude? You hope Seacrest has like broken him off something. Because like they had something that first year, but they kept Seacrest. They didn't add anybody else, and boom. And Seacrest went on to produce the Kardashians and host a radio show and do Live with Regis and Kelly, and then now he hosts Wheel of Fortune. There's an argument to be made that Ryan Seacrest is the richest man on the planet. I know everyone's like, what about Bezos? What about Bezos? What about him? What about Seacrest? Show me those stats. I want to see those stats. Who's got more money? Seacrest, Bezos, or Mark Cuban? Three of the richest, whitest dudes of all time. Hold up. Don't forget about me, sweetheart. Sweetheart, baby. Hello, it's me. We won the war. We did it. We beat everybody. Diet Coke can kill cancer. I don't know if you've seen that, but I said that. I said it. I did. I am Dr. Jesus. Diet Coke can kill cancer. Trump said Diet Coke, since you can pour Diet Coke on grass and it kills grass, that it must have the same chemicals that can kill cancer. Well, they give me a whole bucket of it. Come on. I just pour Diet Coke on my cock. What a wild time we live in right now. Every day, something new. There's no shortage of tea, as the kiddos say. Alex Earl and Alex Cooper are beefing. Hey, who gives a shit? But a lot of people do. It's popping up in my algo. here's the problem with like the phone, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, IG. They listen to one thing you say, boom, 9 videos about it. You could literally say like, yeah, dude, I've never been to Brazil. Boom, you want to see Celine Dion in Brazil? No. Well, actually, bad example, yes. You know, babe, we should get new cups. Boop. Do you know what happened to the girls from Two Girls, One Cup? What? So, I'm not mad about it because there are times when, like, I'll be talking about an old NBA game and boom, highlights will pop up. I love that. Take me down memory lane. But more often than not, it's stuff I don't want to see, you know? It's like, you know, you're watching, you know, The Pit with Noah Wiley. Somebody on the show goes, someone call 911. Then TikTok's like, you want to see a second angle of the first plane hit the World Trade Center? And you're like, I do not. Hey, TikTok, I do not. Those videos, oof, you want to go down a bad rabbit hole. That's probably another good reason I'm not smoking pot as much is I would go down these wild rabbit holes at night. I once watched 3 videos in a row of a guy jumping out of one of the towers that was falling. And then I had to cleanse the palate. So I think I immediately watched like a compilation of Hakeem Olajuwon. Just doing fucking baseline post moves. What else? Oh, my birthday's coming up. Well, not really. I'm 43. I'll be 44 in June. June 16th. Thank you. 44. It's not 50. I'm still 6 away from 50, so that feels good. 44. I'm in the sweet pocket where I still should be active. I shouldn't be hurting. I should be doing stuff. I should probably be playing a little bit more basketball. I'd like to play tennis. We went to the Palm Springs tennis tournament with my folks for their anniversary and got a nice little, you know, mood boost, juice boost, whatever. But I got fired up to play some tennis. But I do wake up with a little bit more stiffness than I would like. So I know I need to do yoga. Shut up. Everyone says that. Do yoga. Drink water. I'm drinking the water. I don't feel like doing the yoga. I'm impatient. That's why I don't cook. I'm impatient. It's why my game is like Go Fish or Blackjack. If you want to gamble, I can't sit there and play poker. I space out, ADD, HD, HPV, HBO. I'm thinking about everything and anything. I can't fuck. I'm bullshitting too. Don't talk to people in a poker game if you're trying to just hang out. They take it too serious. Everyone who plays poker takes it too serious. Uno, fun game, dude. Fun game. Uno's where it's at if you want to bullshit or, you know, get drunk, get molested. It's just, yeah, there's just too much competitiveness in certain games that make it not fun for me. Hungry, Hungry Hippos. People take it too seriously. Monopoly, too serious. Twister. I met some guy at a show recently. We had some crowd work about Twister, and the guy was like, you ever play Strip Twister? And I was like, nope. He's like, you want to? I was like, definitely not. He was inviting me to his place to play Strip Twister. Now, look, I've been invited after shows to do some wild and crazy stuff. Strip Twister was in the top 5. I've had swingers. I've had, when I opened for Harlan Williams in Kansas City years ago, I had a couple propose me. The guy was like, wanted me to get it on with his wife. I was like, where are you going to be? He's like, probably upstairs. I'm like, yeah. I mean, can you imagine? Like, that was the time, though, to live it up and make those stories a reality. But I'm glad I didn't. Because no guy means that unless they're a true psycho. I mean, Tiger Woods, I guess, used to have guys watch. No, Diddy. Diddy would, yeah. Well, Tiger, though, I think would whack it in the corner while the girls danced to Susu Studio or something. But Diddy wanted to watch the girl get railed. Wild, dude. I hope I never get to that point. But marriage, life, it's long. You got to keep things fresh. Toys is what I always hear from the crowds. Toys, communication. One guy said the other night at the Improv, keep things like date night. Keep date nights alive. But there is going to come a time when you're just like looking at each other and you're going to be like, you want to watch me fuck somebody? Just to feel something. Anyway, come see me on the road, AdamRayComedy.com. Tour dates, again, all over the place. St. Louis and Denver, I'll see you this weekend. Albany and Peekskill in New York City, I'll see you the 29th, 30th, and 1st. Napa, May 16th. Austin, May 28th. Eugene, Oregon, Olsen Run Comedy Club. Can't say enough good things about them. I'll be there. I think all those shows are sold out. We added a Thursday late show. That is June 4th through the 6th in Eugene, Oregon. And then Australia, the 15th through the 27th of June. New Zealand right after that. AdamRayComedy.com for tickets. All those tickets, AdamRayComedy.com. Jackass movie out in June. I've been working on something very special that I'm so excited for. And I can't say what it is or where it is. You might have seen me post a few pictures or videos alluding to something. But I can announce it, I think, around June. And it's going to come out in June. And I'm so excited. So stay tuned. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the weekend. And I'll see you in the movies. Bye, guys.